Question. Do you ever get that feeling that reality's been replaced with a cheaper version of itself? Like someone outsourced existence to a contractor who mostly does mall renovations? Everything looks normal. People walking dogs, buying groceries, posting vacation photos that you don't want to look at. But it all feels like background footage for a commercial for antidepressants. It gives me uncanny valley vibes. And if you're unfamiliar with what that is, the uncanny valley is a technical term that describes that eerie, unsettling feeling we get when something looks almost human, but not quite. Think robots, humanoid AI, CGI characters, and the like. We're currently living in the uncanny valley of human connection, where everything's technically functioning, but nothing really feels alive. Everything feels off somehow. It's as if we're all animatronic versions of ourselves, programmed to smile and say, "Yeah, I'm good," while quietly wishing for a mild apocalypse. And the crazy part is that everyone seems to know this. We're all aware that the world currently feels inexplicably wrong. Like it's running on corrupted files, but we just keep going through the motions regardless. And, you know, we still clock in and scroll through our feeds, and we pretend that sending heart emojis counts as emotional intimacy. Modern communication has basically become a lot of lonely people Morse coding through a fog of algorithms. I mean, at least that's what it looks like. We've replaced conversation with reaction and friendship with engagement and intimacy with the horrifying sentence, "I saw your post." I don't even think people really talk anymore. We just exchange sound bites and memes that feel like they were generated by a bot trained on old Reddit threads and trauma. So we're in the process of collectively forgetting how to be human. And the scariest part is that we seem to be perfectly fine with this. As if we either just surrendered to it or we're really just that clueless. You scroll through a feed of emotional taxidermy with perfectly preserved feelings that died sometime around, I don't know, 2012. And if you scroll long enough, you start to suspect that authenticity is just a new flavor of air freshener. Because every meaningful post looks like it was written by a marketing intern who just discovered empathy. And that's modern connection. It looks and sounds human, but it feels like you're hugging a mannequin that's about to sell you crypto. But hey, we've achieved the dream, right? Everyone's connected constantly. We're plugged into each other like a colony of emotional Roombas, bumping into things, chirping apologies, and returning to our charging docks at night to stare into the blue light of death. And amazingly, we can send thoughts instantly across the planet, but we can't seem to make eye contact for more than 2 seconds without pretending to check a notification. You know, we used to live life. Now we just document it. If something meaningful happens and you don't post about it, did it even happen? And I think that's the new tree falling in the forest philosophical question. Except the tree is updated. Well, it updated its status to say falling gracefully. So, no, you're not crazy for feeling like everything's fake. You're just paying attention. And reality didn't actually collapse. It just got redesigned. And we've all bought into it, haven't we? This idea that connection is just a click or a swipe away. Swipe right. Hit like, follow, DM, react, rinse, repeat. We've been sold a hyper-connected fantasy, a world where friendship and intimacy and community all exist in endless notifications, all neatly packaged and algorithmically optimized. But it's all really just a mirage. Because real connection is messy. It's when you say something stupid or horribly personal and somebody actually hears it. It's not when they heart your Instagram story or your sad coffee or respond with a thumbs up emoji like a trained dolphin who learned tricks to survive. In this day and age, we've pretty much replaced emotional labor with performative labor. I mean, you know the drill. Post a funny meme, react to a friend's post, comment something vaguely encouraging, and voila, you've fulfilled your human quota for the day. Except you didn't really connect, of course. That requires effort and vulnerability. It requires admitting you're uncomfortable and lonely and probably a little weird. And who's got the energy for that when you can just scroll through someone else's curated misery while eating cereal at 2 a.m., feeling a little morally superior? So, we've outsourced intimacy to screens. And text threads have become the new dinner table. Social media feeds are the new town square. And emojis are the new hugs. And God help you if you try to slow any of it down. If you reply with something like, actually, I need to talk. It's treated like a software glitch or something. We've effectively created an alternate reality. And we're living in it through our devices. But even real life interactions are becoming contaminated. Because now we're performing connection. We smile at just the right time, nod at the right intervals, and say, same. When someone tells us about their shitty day, it's kind of like improv theater, except we're all trying to be the director at the same time. We're becoming addicted to visibility over reality. And, well, we'd rather be seen than understood. So we'll connect with 500 people online, but we can't sit in a room with one person without checking the ceiling or our phones or whatever. Presence and vulnerability are now optional. Attention is now transactional, and performance is now mandatory. And I think the most absurd part is that we've grown to like it this way. It's become our comfort zone at this point. And it just eats up all the minutes and the hours where we'd otherwise have to be unbearably present in our own skin. So it's become safer to laugh at someone else's sad tweet than to sit in silence with our own thoughts. It's more comforting to post a picture of your perfectly arranged plant than to admit that you haven't showered in 3 days because you've had a mental breakdown. The modern mirage of connection isn't just a symptom of technology. It's a reflection of us. We've outsourced our emotions. We've sanitized our intimacy and packaged our humanity like a product we're too afraid to open. And maybe that's why we feel so hollow. Because we are. We're walking around as slightly defective, algorithm-approved versions of ourselves, pretending we're engaged in something meaningful, while the ghost of real connection stares at us from the corner, sipping coffee that we'll never taste. Everything feels fake now, doesn't it? And not just people, I mean reality itself. It's like life went on a permanent vacation and left a bot in charge. Politics, media, art, even your friend's seemingly normal Instagram post, all of it filtered and curated, optimized, and just slightly wrong. And you can tell something's off, but you keep scrolling because, hey, ignoring the apocalypse is cheaper than therapy, I guess. So your phone can write your emails and generate poetry. It can even suggest a witty comeback for your boss. While your soul quietly files for unemployment. Even art is starting to look like it's produced by something that vaguely resembles a human brain, but forgot the emotion module. It's like the world got hit with a Photoshop filter called Simulate Humanity. And forgot to adjust the opacity. We used to know what real meant. There was a pretty clear distinction. And now we just spend half our lives wondering whether that sunset that you just liked is a genuine moment of beauty or just someone's midlife crisis stock photo. So we've We've entered what I like to call the reality filter era. And it's not that reality disappeared. It's just that it branched off and has been heavily processed and uploaded in 4K. And even truth has a brand identity now. You can't even tell if what you're seeing is real anymore. Deep fakes, AI voices and music and so on. You know, the line between sincerity and simulation has officially evaporated. So our whole definition of what reality is changing. And, you know, at this point in time, we're living in a society that's basically cosplaying itself. It's like we've all wandered into Blade Runner, except instead of flying cars and neon noir, we've got influencer ads and Amazon Prime. And just like the replicants, we're starting to glitch out over the same question. What's real? So, in Blade Runner, the androids are struggling with the terrifying awareness that their memories might be fake, and that everything they feel, everything that makes them them, might have been programmed by somebody else. I mean, talk about identity crisis. Now, at this point, I think we're just beginning to be able to relate, because every day we scroll through our feeds, absorbing memories that aren't ours, vacations we didn't take, meals we didn't eat, relationships we don't have, and so on. And then we compare ourselves to the highlight reels and feel defective for not matching a digital illusion. So, in a sense, we're becoming the replicants. Just more anxious, less photogenic, and way worse at lighting design. And we're not even really people anymore. We're product lines optimized for engagement with a hint of self-loathing for flavor. And the funniest, saddest part is that we like this version of ourselves. We say, yeah, I'm authentic, while simultaneously sending a gif of a crying raccoon to someone we barely know. We're tragicomic and infinitely scrollable, and we're emotionally outsourced. So maybe that gut feeling that you have, the one that whispers, nothing here is real, it isn't paranoia. It's survival. You're just awake, and in a world of half-fake people and half-fake reality with fully fake sincerity, that's about the only thing left to be. Okay, here's the thing. It's not just your relationships that are fake. It's everything. Because a reality itself has gone rogue, like a badly coded video game that forgot what physics was supposed to be. And you look around and think, this can't be happening. But it is. And worse, everyone acts like it's totally normal. The news cycle reads like fan fiction written by someone who hates you. The headlines are screaming contradictions. Every channel spinning the same story in slightly different colors. One source tells you everything is collapsing. Another tells you everything is just fine. And by the time you finish refreshing Twitter, or excuse me, X, your sense of time and morality has also collapsed. You're basically living inside a choose-your-own-adventure book, except the options are all lame and the paths all end with mild existential dread. And, as far as politics, forget it. It's just theater where the audience gets to vote on which clown they want to run the circus. And even when the clowns change, the circus tent is still on fire. We've got leaders telling us the world is on fire while selling us marshmallows. Yeah. And we all pretend to roast them anyway, because what else can you do? Everything that used to feel stable, such as work on some level, and society, and the very idea of truth and standards, all of it is suddenly optional. Consensus reality has become like Wi-Fi in a horror movie. It's unreliable and occasionally possessed. And apparently, the world no longer runs on logic or reason or facts. It runs on virality and outrage, with the faintest hint of algorithmic suggestion. And the only thing scarier than that, most of us don't even notice. We just zone out and scroll. We like, we comment. We're just background actors in a show that we didn't audition for. Even science isn't safe. It's not that it's wrong. It's being weaponized, spun, simplified, or made into some brand. You know, truth has become a matter of who can shout the loudest while still appearing reasonable. So, reality has become negotiable. And if you ever try to check in with it, it gives you a capture. Are you sure you want to exist? And amidst all this, we start to feel off. Like something in the world doesn't compute. Your gut tells you there's a mismatch, some bug in the matrix, but your brain says, maybe you're the bug. Maybe we've all been slowly updating ourselves into versions of humans that can exist comfortably in contradiction. And somehow we're calling that progress. I mean, the existential humor here is that we're all complicit. We laugh at the absurdity of it all while staring at our phones and endlessly refreshing, hoping some kind of clarity will appear. But it won't. All that appears are more notifications and ads and, of course, the occasional cat video. And for some reason, that's enough to keep us going, I guess. So we're living in a world where reality is sliding off its hinges, and yet we're too distracted or too programmed to even notice. It's simultaneously terrifying and hilariously tragic. You know, the narrative we once relied on, the story that told us what was meaningful and what was real, what mattered, has crumbled. And now we're left with fragments. Half-truths, and a whole lot of staring at screens, pretending it's enough. Which honestly is about as human as we've gotten. So here's the punchline nobody talks about. It's not just the world that's the uncanny valley. It's us. We've been remodeled in the same factory as our perfect Instagram feeds, same blueprint as corporate branding strategies, and the same algorithmic templates as AI-generated memes. We scroll, we like, we post, we consume, and somewhere along the line, we forget what we actually feel. We've outsourced emotions, outsourced attention and intimacy, and the human part of ourselves got subcontracted to an algorithm. So now we walk around thinking we're fully operational humans, when really we're just beta versions in a never-ending software update. You ever try to be authentic online? You write something personal, but not too personal. It's vulnerable and honest, and it's curated, but it's not threatening. And by the time you're done editing yourself, you're basically a stranger to yourself. Well, congratulations, you've successfully ghosted your own soul. And I've got news for you. Offline isn't much better anymore. Because we perform our humanity for an audience of who? Coworkers? Strangers? Everyone's acting. Everyone's performing. And the only real emotion anyone has is the dread that someone will see through the act. And we don't really want to do this, but this is where our new alternate reality has led us. And I feel that dread once in a while. I also eat cold pizza at 2 a.m. while wondering if my life choices are going to be the subject of some AI-powered meme in 2030, assuming we make it that far. So yeah, I mean, I too haven't really escaped the uncanny valley of myself. Even our own self-improvement culture is kind of absurd now. We use a bunch of apps to meditate, and we journal on devices that track our productivity. We buy multiple books on minimalism while drowning in a bunch of subscription services. And we're trying to fix ourselves. But we're treating symptoms instead of existential reality. We are fundamentally ridiculous. And we keep scrolling and we keep performing. And the tragic beauty in all this is that we laugh at ourselves for being pathetic, but secretly, it's the only thing that makes the absurdity bearable. Because humor, it is a coping mechanism. I mean, it is for me. I see humor as a survival tactic. Humor is the little oxygen mask you slap on while the plane of your life is nosediving through fake clouds and algorithmic turbulence. So, yes, we are uncanny, and our connections are uncanny, and so is our reality now. And most importantly, we ourselves are uncanny. And yet, somehow, in this glitchy, hollow, absurdly human existence, we just keep going. And we send the heart emoji and post the picture of the sunset, and we keep trying in spite of it all. And we laugh and swipe, fail, scroll, repeat. Because even in the uncanny valley, we're still here. And being here, flawed and awkward, simulated and partially dead inside, it's probably the most authentic thing left. All right, so here's the thing. We live in this uncanny valley reality now, and, well, which means you're perfectly calibrated for the current time. But here's the strange twist. That doesn't mean there's no meaning. It just means it's hiding somewhere in the buffering. The spinning wheel. The tiny pause between the post you wrote and the heart emoji you received. It's in that half second of awareness where you realize that maybe you're alive and not completely screwed. So humor is your first lifeline. And as I always say, laugh at the absurdity of it all, because nothing else makes sense anymore. So you might as well just see the humor in the wild unfolding shit show. And laugh at yourself when you hit reply all by mistake. Laugh at the realization that your life has become a series of poorly captioned photos and awkwardly phrased texts. And, you know, laughter is free and it's infinitely renewable. And it makes the uncanny valley a little more tolerable, I think. Connection, I think real connection is still possible too. I don't mean the polished emoji fueled version and not the curated performative version either. Connection, it happens when you risk being awkward and are willing to be a little vulnerable. It's sitting with someone and saying something stupid and finding out they're stupid too. It's not fast or optimized. And it might even hurt a little. But it's real. And in this weird world of fakes, I think real is radioactive. And if you don't have to find meaning in the headlines or the algorithms of your feed, you just find it, you know, you just find it in the little things. The first sip of coffee. the absurd joy of a dog just stopping and falling asleep mid-chase. I don't know. Maybe the quiet, ridiculous miracle that you woke up today and are still here despite everything. And, you know, we can't really fix reality. Our influence on it is tenuous at best. And we have little, if any, control over human connection. And I don't think we can stop the absurdity of life from gliding past like a badly rendered simulation. But I think we can show up if we choose to, as awkward and as painful as that might be. We can notice the glitches and just chuckle at them. Maybe we can care a little, even when it's inconvenient. And I think it's enough. Maybe it's better than nothing. I don't know, living in a world where everything is curated and half alive. Look at it like a small rebellion against the uncanny valley. Just a tiny, sarcastic, and absurd act of humanity in an otherwise automated existence. So, just step away from the alternate reality and scroll less. Talk more. And as the kids say, touch grass, even trees and water if you can. Send the heart emoji if you want or don't. The point is, we're here, we're human-ish. And maybe that's the best anyone can hope for under the current circumstances. The uncanny valley isn't a trap. It's really just the terrain. And I think if we can navigate it carefully, with eyes open and humor intact, I think we might just survive the great buffering. And even feel a little alive along the way. Well, I wish I had more to offer, but that's all I've got for now. As always, thanks for watching.